California's Governor Gray Davis has announced his plan for dealing with the state's electricity crisis. In his State of the State address last night in Sacramento, Davis did not propose re-regulating California's power industry, but he proposed the creation of a new state agency that could build power plants, and he threatened to get tough on out-of-state electricity suppliers. Davis and other California officials will be here in Washington today for a meeting at the White House with federal energy and economic officials. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
This was Gray Davis's third State of the State address, yet no previous speech has drawn as much anticipation as this one. Deregulation was implemented in 1996. Davis was elected 2 years later, so he can rightfully claim that he had no part in causing the energy crisis. However, Californians were waiting to hear him say how he plans to fix it. Davis began by declaring that California's energy deregulation scheme is a colossal and dangerous failure, resulting in high consumer prices and an unreliable supply of power. Davis said he didn't want to point fingers or assign blame, but he did just that, focusing his wrath on out-of-state power generators.
The out-of-state generators who bought most of our utilities' power plants are now charging California several 100% more for wholesale electricity than we paid just 1 year ago.
And Davis said he and other California officials have tried to convince the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to lower these record prices.
Despite our repeated demands, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has shirked its responsibilities to protect ratepayers from this legalized highway robbery.
The answer, says Davis, California has to control its own energy destiny.
Make no mistake, we will regain control over the power that's generated in California and commit it to the public good.
Davis proposed spending $1 billion to stabilize the price and supply of electricity. Some of that money, $250 million, would be spent on encouraging conservation through rebate programs for people who replace an inefficient refrigerator, washer, or air conditioner. But the most dramatic proposal includes the creation of a state agency that can buy and build new power plants, perhaps in association with 30 existing municipal utilities. The details would be worked out with the legislature, but the impact was clear. Davis was threatening the state might take control of some power plants.
My friends, there is no easy solution. But if I have to use the power of eminent domain to prevent generators from driving consumers into the dark and our utilities into bankruptcy, then that's exactly what I will do.
That's a fairly bold statement from the normally cautious centrist governor. But the stakes here are very high. Davis, who has been mentioned as a possible Democratic presidential contender in 2004, has seen his approval ratings slide in recent months as electricity prices climb. His apparent strategy has been to circle the California wagons by encouraging an us-versus-them scenario that includes Republicans as potential allies. Senate Minority Leader Republican Jim Brulte said he agreed with most of what the governor said, and he wasn't surprised by Davis's threat to take control of power plants.
I suspect the governor was signaling the out-of-state generators. There are two ways we can do this. You can either work with us to fix the problem, or you can have a solution that I'll support that you won't like. I think that was a negotiating ploy, probably a very good one.
Earlier in the day, Democratic and Republican lawmakers unveiled their bipartisan plans for ending the energy crisis. Many of the details are similar to Davis's proposals. The lawmakers want to encourage conservation and penalize wholesalers who withhold electricity in order to drive up demand. The legislators say they will begin oversight hearings later this week to determine the destination of billions of dollars that flowed out of the state in the form of higher electricity prices. Democrat Robert Hertzberg is the assembly speaker.
The public has a right to know what happened to the money. Where did it go? Did generators take it? Who and how much? Did the utilities transfer it to their parent corporation? If so, how much and where? We need to ask those questions. The public deserves an answer to those questions.
Both Governor Davis's and the legislators' plans will be debated in a special legislative session currently underway, and most expect quick action. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.